You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Now, I've not played those guys in a while, and I really do adore them. That is the Besnard Lakes. Now, those guys are out of Montreal, and they were formed back in 03 by a couple. So you've got Jace Lasik and Olga Gorius. Now, there's other people in the band, too. So, obviously, it is a co-ed band, and that's one of my favorite songs. That is called Like the Ocean, Like the Innocent, Part 2, colon, The Innocent. Let me try that again. Like the Ocean, comma, Like the Innocent, Part 2, colon, The Innocent. There you go. And that is from their record entitled, I got it right here, hold on. The Besnard Lakes are the, hold on. The Besnard Lakes are the Roaring Night. The Besnard Lakes are the Roaring Night. It makes no sense, but whatever. Okay, that's the Besnard Lakes, of course. The time is 6:38. My name is Anita B, and I am here with you all until 8 o'clock. The focus of my show here is Canadian music. Now, I lately have had a tendency to stray outside of our borders. In particular, the next song I'm going to play, it's from the band The Afghan Whigs, who I like. I say that in the present tense, but I'm kind of going back here. The Afghan Whigs, I was into this record hugely, like just over 20 years ago. It's called Black Love. So I remember specifically the summer of 96. Summer of 96, I was working... Oh boy, as a promotions intern for a radio station back in the Windsor, Detroit area. Yeah, and I remember seeing the Afghan Whigs. We put the show on. I think we sponsored it or whatever. We promoted the show. And yeah, they were good. Now, I was never like a huge Afghan Figs. What did I call them? Afghan Figs? Afghan Whigs. Fan, like I was, you know, take him or leave him, sort of. But this song, yeah. So there are a couple songs off this record, Black Love, that were just really good. In particular, the one I'm going to play, it was a standout. The song is, hold on, getting all excited here. Honky's Ladder, of course, Honky's Ladder. So let me tell you a little bit about the band. They are from, I believe they're from Cincinnati, so they're from Ohio. Yeah. And Greg Dooley, everybody felt he was like so dreamy. Everybody's like, oh, Greg Dooley, Afghan Whigs. I don't know. He's pretty hot. He presents pretty well. But anyways, let's hear the song and not hear from me. And let's move on. Oh, and then I'll tell you about my amazing Donair story. Oh, I had the best Donair ever in my entire life on the way here. It was that earth-shattering. It was just, like, unbelievable. Okay, anyways, Afghan Whigs. The station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
But I got stuck between your eyes. Since I don't believe a word you say, save it for another, baby brother, swallow time to pay. Up on the ladder,
longer. Don't you try to move. We'll be right back.
How good was that? That was awesome. Okay, that right there was the Newtown Animals, of course, with the song Three Steps Backwards. Three Steps Backward from their album Is Your Radio Active? And that was put out on Mint Records back like in the early '00s, potentially the late '90s, right around that time. So let's take a look here. Right about that time. And again, on Mint Records. So the band was comprised of good old Alex Angel. I played in a band with him way back in the day. I've got Stevie Kicks on bass. Nick Newtown. Now, he was the lead singer. And then later on, they added Jeff. So Jeffrey McCloy, as well as a guy named Chucky on drums. And those guys played around town tons, and I saw them a whole bunch of times. Great shows. They played with the Spitfires a lot, it seems. And there's that. Now, I'm going to play something from Jeffrey McCloy, his band that he was in just after that. And they're called Jeffy Genetic and His Clones. And this is some good stuff, too. So I'll talk a little bit more about Jeffrey McCloy in a minute. So anyways, that was the Newtown Animals. Now, before that, we heard the band Bionic. This is a band out of Montreal. And wow, I can't believe that was already back to 98 that song Come On, Come On was released. That's when it was released from their self-titled record, Bionic. Wow. Oh, my goodness. And then we started that whole set off with Afghan Whigs out of Cincinnati with the song Honky's Ladder from their record Black Love, released way back in 1996. It is 6:52, and my name is Anita B, and I'm here until 8. So I'm only here every second Wednesday, and let's take a look at the weather, shall we? Let's do that. Let's see what's going on. So, of course, we're located on the campus of UBC, the very western tip of the Lower Mainland. Yeah. All right. So let's see what the weather has in store for us. Tomorrow is Thursday, so we have a high of 16. With a mix of sun and clouds, which seems seasonal. That seems reasonable. Reasonable and seasonable. All right. Okay, that's Thursday. And then we head into the weekend. So Friday. Oh, it looks pretty good, guys. Okay, so tomorrow. I already told you that. Friday, high of 17 with a mix of sun and clouds as well. And then Saturday and Sunday calls for mainly sunny. And then all sunny on Sunday. Wow. 19 and 20 degrees. So it looks like summer is finally on its way. That's nice because currently it is crap. It says it's 14, but it doesn't feel like it. It says it's 14. I don't know. I think I was wearing my winter coat earlier today. So whatever. Okay, the time, as I mentioned, is 6:54. Let's move on. All right. Yeah, so let's talk about Jeffy. Jeffy Genetic and His Clones. Now, I quite like any music this guy's involved with. Most currently, he is the lead singer of the band Fashionism, of course. And my band just happens to share a space with his band. And he's Jeffrey McCloy. If you don't know him, he's like the sweetest, dolliest darling of a guy with good stories. And he likes to talk. And he's a sweet soul. Now, he's also finishing up, if I'm not mistaken, his master's in history. Right. So you get him started on the topic of anything historical. I think his focus is potentially the British Isles, if I'm not mistaken. Ask him about the clearances and then you'll have some good conversations. So good guy. And let's hear this song. It's called Need a Wave. Now, this was, I believe, a single. This looks like it was a 7-inch. And let me get it going here, guys. And of course, the station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And my show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway.
I need a listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Are you interested in Indigenous issues?
Are you down with decolonization?
Do you have something to say?
Or have a topic to share?
We have just the thing.
Join UBC's first ever Indigenous Radio Collective.
We're a team of Indigenous and non-Indigenous people.
I'm Niska from my mother.
From the Tahltan Territory.
I'm a settler from Washington State.
I'm from the Qualicum and Musqueam First Nations.
I am Quichua Indigenous from Saraguro, Ecuador.
We broadcast from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded land
of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Whatever you want to talk about, we're into it.
Everyone is welcome, no experience necessary. Unceded Airwaves airs Mondays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Unceded Airwaves.
We want to hear your story.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that right there was the band You Say Party, We Say Die, and that was the band. They are since 2010 called You Say Party. Now, are they still around? I don't know. I don't think they're doing much. Now, if you don't know the story behind this Abbotsford band, so just outside of Vancouver, You Say Party, We Say Die, they had a pretty good career going. They had released about 3 albums, and they'd been touring all over and whatnot. Sadly, very tragically, I remember the day I heard this. I remember exactly where I was. I was in the kitchen of my old house. It was a sunny April, and I heard that, or I read that Devin, the drummer from You Say Party, We Say Die, had an aneurysm on stage in Vancouver and died right on stage. How tragic can you get? Doesn't get any worse than that. God. So anyways, from that point on, the band changed their name from You Say Party, We Say Die to You Say Party. And that song is called Laura Palmer's Prom. And that's probably their their biggest hit. From the record XXXX. It's their third record. And there you go. Okay. So let's find out what we heard before that. The New Pornographers with the song, the title song off the record, Mass Romantic, that was put out on Mint Records back in 2000. That was their first record. Yeah, I have the record. The New Pornographers. Now, that song was sung by Nico, so Nico Case. And the New Pornographers have, well, of course, Nico Case, Carl Newman, and Dan Behar would always sort of share duties on vocals. And I don't think Dan Behar is on the last record, actually. I don't think so. Don't quote me. Go do some research. But there you go. And then, of course, Jeffy Genetic and his clones with the song Need a Wave. And that should actually be my theme song. I should get a promo going because I'm too lazy. I don't have one. And because at the beginning of the song, it's just like, I need a wave. Anita. And I'm just like, oh, yes, because I'm Anita, of course. Anita Binder. Anita B. That's who I am. There you go. It was really kind of jolting, I guess you could say, and kind of cool at the same time. Just like the Cars, they have that song, Just What I Needa. So I like to sing it, Just What I, you know, Just What I Needed. But it sounds like Just What I Need. Oh, yeah, yeah. All right. So 7:12 is our time. What do we have next? Oh, we have the band. Now, my show, as I mentioned, Sam Squanch's Hideaway is mostly Canadian music. But let's go over to California for this one. I'm going to play as the Groovy Ghoulies. I haven't heard these guys in ages. And these guys are out of Sacramento, California, of course. Pop punk band. And if you like the Ramones, you should like these guys. They're really, really good. Their first record was released way back in 89. Jeez. Yeah. Nuts. And their most recent one, 2014. Now, these guys are famous. Famous for being on the Lookout label, Lookout Records. And the reason I thought of these guys was because I think I saw a poster of the Smugglers show that I was just at on the weekend. It was the Smugglers, Muffs, Chicks Dig It, big extravaganza, Smugglers, you know, reunion show at the Commodore. It was like a big deal and it was so much fun. And of course, the Smugglers had some releases that were split releases between Lookout Records and Mint. And there was that big Lookout party, like, I don't know, last summer or last fall. It was a big deal. And the Smugglers did play at that one. But of course, Lookout Records. There's actually a really good book on Lookout Records, too, that I want to read. But Lookout Records were the Groovy Ghoulies. They had a lot of Lookout releases. Cool label. Anyways, now let's get to it. I'm going to stop talking. And let's hear the song She's My Vampire Girl, which was released. What do I know about this? I want to say it was 98. Hold on. I know this. I found it out. I found it out. I found 99 from their record Fun in the Dark. That's right. So let's listen to the Groovy Ghoulies on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Transmissive white. She's my vampire girl. Russians. That's right. Russians. Ruskies. Communists. Communists. Oh, now you remember.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., Rocket from Russia is aired on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, or CITR.ca, anywhere where internet is paid for. On the show, I play new, local, and international punk rock, and I also do interviews with members of punk bands and people from the punk rock scene. If you'd like to check out the previous interviews, episodes of Rocket from Russia, and the list of upcoming shows in Vancouver, head down to my blog, rocketfromrussia.tumblr.com. Great success!
You are awesome.
CITR is the station, and my name is Anita B. That right there is Fist City with the song Baddie. I like that song a lot. From their 2010 record, Hunting You. Those guys are out of Calgary, and I saw them a few years back. Like, God, what year are we in now? 2017? I want to say like 3.5 years ago. It was like the end of 2013. I remember specifically. Now, that Fist City is named, so the band is named after a Loretta Lynn song. Released back in 1968. Isn't that funny? Very clever. All right. Before that, we heard something from the Ottawa band, Steve Adamick Band, off their new record, Give It Away. Now, the new record, I believe, is self-titled. Okay, hold on. Do I have it right? I have it right here. Does it have a title? Hold on. I guess not. Male 5? I don't know. Yeah, it appears that there is no, it looks like it's self-titled. I don't know. But why would like their 10th record be self-titled? That's what is making me sort of unsure, right? Okay. Oh, that's Steve Adamick Band. All right. Now, before that, we heard, oh yeah, something from the now defunct local band Nervous Talk. I love that song. Different Person from their self-titled Hosehead Records release. That was put out back in 2015. Yes. And the time is 7:28. I'm here with you all until 8 o'clock. Now, Fist City was sort of reminiscent of Slater Kinney. And now my show is mostly Canadian, mostly a comedic act. Came out wrong. But it reminded me of, as I mentioned, Slater Kinney. And so, okay, let me pause here for a second. I'm thinking of other things while I'm speaking. My brain's going off in all kinds of directions. Okay, where am I going with my thoughts now? I actually lost myself. Slater Kinney, remind me of them. Gonna tell you that Slater Kinney, of course, are from Olympic, Washington, and they don't really fit into my all-Canadian show, but I don't care. And I used to be a massive fan of these guys. Like, back in the day, like, I wanted to be Slater Kinney. I wanted to be Korn. Like, three-piece band. I met them briefly. I was like all starstruck. They played Vancouver. Of course they played Vancouver, but it was like an early show. And anyways, they're awesome. So let's hear the song One More Hour. I think this is one of my favorite songs off this record. Dig Me Out. That's the record. Now, of course, the release is Akil Rockstars 1. Yeah, okay. I think I'm ready to stop talking. I think you're ready to hear some Slater Kinney. Oh, wow. Let's make sure I know what's going on here. Let's try that again. Oh, okay. Let's not do that. Okay, let's try it again. There we go. I've had a long day. I got to tell you, when I come and do my radio show, I have to say that UBC is pretty far east, or sorry, pretty far west. Even though it's in this, well, it's technically outside of the city, but within the city limits, sort of. It's confusing. It takes a long time because we don't have freeways in this city. And I just always, like, dread driving all the way through all the traffic, all the way to as far west as I can. And then, you know, paying $7 for parking. And then, you know, I work all day. It's okay. I'm not complaining. But I always feel better after I get here and the music is happening, right? I'm like, okay, it's worth it. Oh, and I was going to tell you my donair story. Yes. I went to this place for the first time on the way here. I was hungry and I was like on the go and I was like, oh, I need to find a place to eat. So I found myself in the dreaded Kits. You know, who likes Kits? Like, what's gross. And so I'm on Broadway. Broadway, pretty far west in Kitsilano. And I was like, I had a hankering for a donair, you know. A shawarma, a gyros, whatever. So I found a place and it's called Donair Dude. It's called Donair Dude and it was so good. And I had a Halifax style donair and I had the option to put it in a tortilla. And I was like, well, let's give that a whirl. So, and they crisped it up and everything. And it was like huge. And I could put, it was like Subway and I could put anything I wanted on my donair. It was quite satisfying. Actually, it exceeded all expectations and it put me in a better mood. That's my story. So go to Donair Dude and it's on Broadway. I want to say around the 3200 block, West Broadway, around that area. You'll Google it. Nowadays, I don't need to tell you where it's at. Except it's here at CITR. That's where it's at. And here we go. Slater Kinney. I'm going to stop talking. One more hour. Here we go.
That is Dick Valentine from Electric Six. You're listening to CITR 101.9, University of British Columbia.
When a problem needs a problem solver, guess who gets to call? Me, that's all. You're tooling with a black revolver. Guess who dropped the ball? The writing's on the wall. The president of the Cowboy Lady loves the Sunny Green. From New York to Los Angeles and all points in between. Planning 50 million megawatts of gasoline.
Most powerful. Motivational, the most powerful motivational speeches that I have ever heard came from people who told me I couldn't do something. You know why? Because when they told me I couldn't do it, I was bound and determined to show them that I could.
All Access Pass is back for Season 2. We are a collectively run weekly program that discusses equity, inclusion, and accessibility issues on and off UBC's campus, including both visible and invisible disabilities. You can catch All Access Pass every Thursdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Anyone can get involved. No experience is necessary. People of all abilities are welcome to join. Check us out on Facebook at All Access Pass or get involved by emailing accessibilitycollective@citr.ca.
Oh,
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. The time is 7:50, and that record is so crazy good. There we go. Let me pull that down. Okay, that right there is Kid Koala. I adore Kid Koala. So Kid Koala is out of Montreal. He was trained as a kindergarten, well, trained, educated, I guess trained, as a kindergarten teacher. And he did teach. I don't know if he still is teaching kindergarten, but there you go. The coolest guy ever. And that record, of course, is called 12-Bit Blues. And it's got, well, 12 songs on it. And I love the names of the songs. That it was released, first of all, in 2012, so 5 years ago. So 12 songs on it. Guess what the first song is called? 1-Bit Blues. Second song, 2-Bit Blues, 3-Bit Blues, and 4-Bit Blues, all the way up to 12. And so killer. We actually heard the first three bits, so the first three songs. No, what else did I play before that? Okay, so before Kid Koala, we heard some Sore Points. Those guys are local, and the song we heard is Algo. I don't understand this. Algo the Dogs, A-L-G-O, and then in brackets, the Dogs. You can find that on their demo. It's called Demo. It's their first record that was released last year. And they are three-piece. And I've never seen them, but I've heard really good reviews of their shows. I'm here for 9 more minutes. Yeah. Let's see. Before that, we heard Slater Kinney with my favorite Slater Kinney song, One More Hour. So, so good. From their 97 Kill Rock Stars release, Dig Me Out. And there you go. What do we got? 9 minutes left. And I'm just trying to still figure out what I'm going to play. I think I might play, let's see, some. Well, I played us an actual station ID from the band Electric Six. They came through town just a month or so ago. So, and that time I played, I played the song Gay Bar. And, oh, look at this. Electric Six did a split 7-inch with Peaches. Look at that. She did their song Gay Bar. Isn't that funny? Maybe I will play the song Gay Bar by Peaches. That's a good one. I just got a request. Isn't that fun? Peaches. Gay Bar. Let's take a look. Bang. Isn't the technology nowadays so awesome? You should have seen me back in the day. I used to like lug my CDs in my CD case down here. Yeah, I was so on it. And I even labeled my CDs with my name and everything. Okay, let's play this song. Now the song is originally by the band Electric Six, but it's done by Peaches, who is a Canadian female rapper. Yes. I played the song Gay Bar by Electric Six the other week. And I weirdly played Peaches as well. How very weird is that? Okay. Played her last week, but we're going to play her again. How does that sound? All right. So, here we are. This is the song again, Gay Bar by the band, by actually Electric Six, covered by Peaches. And oh, look at this. Let's get rid of Kid Koala. And I will be back, folks, in 2 more weeks. Today is May the 17th already. Holy moly. I guess the next day I'll be back will be, I guess, the last day of May. That's kind of exciting. And then we head into June, which is all baseball for me, which is exciting. And then I leave for a couple months this summer, which is super exciting. I'm going to Windsor and Detroit, and I'm going to hang out. And I think I might buy a house. That's my goal. So, I guess you only have a few more shows with me until I leave for a bit. And then there you go. Okay, so I'm going to stop talking and we're going to hear some Peaches right now on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Let's start a war. Let's start a nuclear war. something to put in you. At the gay bar, gay bar, gay
Do you love the idea of empowering female youth through music creation and performance? Girls Rock Camp Vancouver is a 100% volunteer-driven nonprofit that promotes self-esteem and builds technical skills in female and non-binary youth ages 8 to 18. Help support this initiative by donating, volunteering, or attending their end-of-camp performance July 15th at the Rio Theater. If you're interested in being a camper or volunteering with Girls Rock Camp, visit girlsrockcampvancouver.ca.
To tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
Show de Leo Ramírez, lunes 4 a 5 de la tarde en el 101.9 FM, CITR. The Leo Ramírez Show, Monday 4 to 5 p.m. at 101.9 FM, CITR.
Tune in to African Rhythms every Friday from 7:30 to 9 o'clock with your host, David Love Jones, as he plays a heavyweight selection of classics from the past, present, and future. This includes jazz, soul, hip-hop, Afro-Latin, funk, and eclectic Brazilian rhythms.
Lots of people, they take it like a game.
From this place, lift me up from.